She sounds so strong and dynamic. Kim Burrell, oh yes, definitely. Good morning, Nashville. Sun shining and everything all bright and stuff. It really is. Better put your shades on for real today. We're happy to have you up and percolating. As many of you are on Sunday mornings, y'all walking the dogs and having your morning coffee and getting your walk in before it gets hot, because it was hot yesterday. Didn't you think it was kind of hot yesterday?
It was hot.
I was like, it started out nice, and then it went straight to boom. Anyway, but that's the way it goes. We're at the edge of summer and all that. Summer 2020. The year that a lot of people are like, oh, I can't wait to get through this 20. Them 20s is a dog. I know it, y'all. It makes, you know, 2020 vision is what we all request. And then when we get it clear as a bell, then we can't take no more. Just, I don't want it clear. Anyway, so much is, the world is continuing to reverberate and hopefully change comes and ignorance is buried under the sea and, you know, eyes open and, you know, hearts get clear and, you know, just some things that must happen. They simply must happen. And it looks as though citizens around the world and across the community, U.S., are really, really staying on point. Staying strong on the message that they want to see something different they can't deal with. As people, racism and hate and ignorance, bye. Goodbye forever. Put it up somewhere and never bring it out again. We just literally, as a nation and a world, can't take anymore. So... If you're white and you've been marching, congratulations. Glad you could do it. Continue to stand for us. And when you get back to your communities, don't forget that you were in that powerful energy of being with those people, standing up for black folk. And don't be embarrassed and shamed and ducking and hiding when you see black folks in your own community. You know, don't be acting like folks can act. And y'all know some of you can really cut up. But, you know, get to learn some things, know some things. The truth about slavery and the truth about America's history, and that our lives matter, our health matters, our minds matter, our educations matter, black education matters, black children matter. Black healing matters. It matters. And for those of you who say, what about white? Y'all's lives have always mattered. So I don't even think we need to even bring the subject up, because everybody knows white lives have always mattered. Mm-hmm. That's why we get dogged out, because white lives have always mattered. So for those that say that, I can't hear you. I'm going deaf on you because I just can't hear it. I mean, what do you think this is all about? White lives never mattered. Of course they did. That's what everybody is tired of. We want to matter too in so many ways. Black lives serve in the military. Black lives work. Black lives build. Black lives raise children. Black lives cook. Black lives own businesses. Black lives built this country. Black lives serve in wars. Yep. So, and if you go down the list of everything, there's a lot. Black lives pray and black lives know Jesus. And you just go down the list in your head of what black lives, as you live in your life, and you will find that there are so many things that black lives do that everybody else does, that is stupid to continue the way folks have.
Black lives built this country.
I said it.
Built the world.
Black lives build.
Built the world.
They build. They built the black world. Lives educate. Black lives inform. Black lives empower. Black lives sing. You know, black lives babysit. Black lives change diets. Black lives are nurses. Black lives are healthcare workers. Black lives are employed. So the list is quite, just go in through your head. And, you know, as you idle time and got a minute, just so you can begin to marinate in the thought process. Anyway, as I, before I hit the headlines here, first, how you?
I'm okay. Okay. It's been a week.
Or should I say, how are you doing, Mr. Lawson?
I'm okay. It's been a weekend. Yeah.
You had what? A what? Good weekend.
Yeah. Yeah.
It went by fast.
It went by fast.
Ridiculous, man. Yeah. I'm just like, seemed like it was just Thursday night. I mean, you know, they're all whizzing by pretty quick, you know.
Yeah.
Because we're
tomorrow's the 15th.
I know.
So it's right at the middle of the month.
Yeah, we're looking July right in the eyeball.
Yeah.
So, you know, and those dreaded fireworks, you know, I know people like them, but, you know, we post-traumatic stress.
It takes you back.
Oh, no, it's the stress of hearing all them sound like gunshots, you know. That's that post-traumatic stress from constantly saying, no. Anyway, but I wanted to again mention, as we have slowly but surely been mentioning here, that we are having a mini fun drive on this radio, and we need y'all to step up, please. A few of you all have, but not like it could be and can be. Everybody didn't lose their job. Everybody's not in poverty. Some of y'all have continued to work. And just a 20 spot, something, you know, in the house to make a difference in the life of the station. We have to, in order to keep the station going, we have to raise the money to keep it going. And we're needing you all to, you know, a couple times a year, send some love up, you know, and that's it. Send one some love. You can go online, make your tax-deductible donation at WFSKFM.org. Go on the website and click on anywhere on there where you see the donate buttons. I know a good gobs of y'all go on there to listen online. And Global Family, I'm talking to you too. Y'all slide around up and down. You love the station. I've had several other streaming services going to pick us up because people are digging it. But I need some of y'all to be givers, donors, and, you know, hit the donate and make a difference in the life of the station. So there's some things, few little things in here that we need to get some repairs on and some updates of and et cetera, to try to keep up with things, technology, so we can respond and get the job done as effectively and professionally as humanly possible. But we certainly do need some of you all, not to say it, but to actually do it. WFSKFM.org. And that tax deduction, they add up. And our sustainers, we have sustaining donors that their gifts come every 2 weeks, once a month, once a quarter, however they do it. And we're grateful for them. If you want to be a sustainer, you can either email me or you can call the office at 615-329-8754. And I'll get the information to you. And you can fill it out, and or we can take it over the phone, and boom, done. I have a machine at my desk. I can't wait to use it. It's been sitting kind of dead lately.
Mm-hmm. Got some dust on it.
Yeah, it does have, it really truly does. I'm like, man, this thing, I haven't rung nothing up on here in a minute. So now if it was a festival, my phone would be ringing off the hook, wouldn't it?
Sure would.
Y'all got?
You got the tickets?
Yeah. Oh, y'all be calling me, blowing up my lines. Uh-huh. So, you know.
So they do have funds.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Everybody didn't lose their job.
For that, yeah.
Why you think we ain't got no toilet paper, no hand sanitizer, no alcohol? Yeah. Well, they got toilet paper now, though. Mm-hmm. Have you noticed?
That's right.
Yeah, but you can't find some of those.
Yeah.
No Lysol.
Still hard to find, yeah, Lysol and
no
hand
alcohol.
Sanitizer. Yeah.
Yeah, no hand sanitizer. Now, you can find that occasionally in those smaller ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, the all hand sanitizers to me are not created.
And it's it costs a lot more. Mm-mm. I saw some in one place, and I was like, I'm not paying $3 for this bottle. This, yeah.
Tiny bottle.
Yeah.
Yeah. And must be made different, because some of them smell good and some of them don't, you know. Some of them just kind of stink.
Yeah. It's not the...
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, it's the new generic brands. Mm-hmm. They stink. You know, they don't have this, like... Germax, that smells good.
And that antibacterials, yeah.
Yeah. Or alcohol scent or something, so you can know. But one of them I got yesterday, I was like, ugh.
Take some of that dial, them yellow bars.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Cut it up, slices, put it in a bottle, shake it up.
Yeah. Making you some homemade.
There you go, yeah.
Or take you some of those. Now, this is really straight up out of the African American engineering book. Y'all know what I'm talking about. I have a couple hundred of those wet wipes, you know, from restaurants, mm-hmm. and take them out of the paper and just put them in a bag with some alcohol.
Oh,
see,
okay.
Emergency hand wipes. See, boom.
Yep.
When you don't have anything, you just, you know, make do with what you have.
That's right.
And I mean, I got tons of these things. You know, when you go to the restaurant, you just throw them in the drawer and all that.
Yeah.
I said, we're about to go to. Life like it was back in the Stone Age.
That's right.
Oh, man. But I have noticed that, you know, a few more things are back in the stores. But then when it comes to the sanitizing stuff, you just literally can't find it anywhere.
Can't find it.
No. Mm-mm. So you've been able to find it out your way?
No. That's normally why I try to go, if possible, in the mornings. Mm-hmm. Hopefully I can catch them when that truck came in overnight or something like that. That's the best time.
Yeah, because you go about 10, you're done.
Nope.
Everything's gone.
Yeah.
That's what my daughter said. Ma, you got to get up about 6. Yeah. Get yourself together and go.
have your list.
Oh, yeah.
Just go in there and get what you need.
Yeah, in, out, boom. And then, you know, there's limits on everything.
Yeah. So, you can only get one, one per customer.
Yeah. So it is what it is.
So you know, you take your kids and you go, okay, now you're here. Here's $10. Grab one of those. Here's $10. Grab
and everybody. That's if you have them.
I've seen them. Yeah, pay your kid.
Right.
Yeah, I give you $1.
Now I'm going in first, and then y'all come on in here. You know, I mean, it's a shame you got to do it like that.
Yeah.
You know, and then for people that are looking out for elders and stuff.
Yeah.
you know, it does make it hard because you got, after you do for yourself, you know, you look out for an elder, and then, you know, you got to go in there and do it again for them so they can get the things that they need. So anyway, but we've learned how to use ingenuity in mm-hmm. this country and learn how to make it do what it does. Now, you know that thing with the soap. Mm-hmm. We used to do something similar to that. My mama used to not throw the bars away when it got down to the end. She put them in a mayonnaise jar.
Yeah.
You know, after she had washed it out.
Melt it down.
No, just, you know, stack them in there.
Yeah.
And then, you know, some little water in there because mm-hmm. they'd water down.
Yeah.
They have nice soapy, mm-hmm. you know. I mean, just because, you know, country. Because nothing got thrown away back then.
Yeah,
okay, that was that. Yeah, you didn't throw
recycled.
Away nothing.
Everything was recycled.
You rewashed everything, man. You reused everything. They call it recycle, but it was, we didn't have a whole lot of money.
Preservation.
Right? Yeah. We made it do what it did. And I know a lot of folk out there understand that, and they still, you know, can remember some things that, you know, because my kids say, why are you saving foil and plastic bags and all that? And I was like, I can't, I mean, you know, it took me a long time to get away from that. Because we used to have to wash things out, you know. And I was like, I'm sorry. I'm like, my thought had a chance, can't buy you some more. Mm-hmm. So I had to finally start doing that.
I understand. I grew up having to hang out clothes on a clothesline.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
With those wooden clothespins.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yeah. And nice breeze blowing them
yep.
dry.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd be kind of stiff and rough, too.
Because,
right? You know, yeah. they weren't soft yeah. like they were in the dryer.
Yeah. These kids these days, they don't know. They
said clothesline.
Throw it in the,
what's that
in the dryer.
For?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to make a tent? I mean, you know, it's just, are we getting ready to have a party? I mean, you know, what's going on? Because they don't even have those anymore. Nobody has that.
Very few people. Some people do have it in their yard. Every now and then you see somebody that has one. Just
that must have been there
yeah.
for some long time.
Yeah.
And never taken down.
Yeah.
So, anyway, a little touch of reminiscing there today. The weather-wise here, here's how we look. 86, which is down some from yesterday. And there creeps in a 20% chance for some rain and clouds. A little bit of clouds just rolled in here. You see those all of a sudden... excuse me, all of a sudden clouds came. And says 20. We'll see. Tonight, 61. Tomorrow, 82. Oh, nice. 82. Nice, nice.
Yeah.
86 back on Tuesday. So we're going to be in the 80s, mid to upper, this whole week. And, later on in the week is when it really... But the sun is going to continue to shine all week. This is the first week in a long time. We haven't had, you know, a storm
rain,
or something.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll see how things go. 66 is nice. That's good.
It is.
Early morning.
Just enough.
Dog
yeah.
walking weather.
Yep.
So many people are doing that have the doggies. Oh, that coffee is good. I did a good job on this coffee
yeah.
this morning. Thank you, yes.
Yeah.
Me and Mr. Maxwell House.
Yep, good to the last drop.
Oh, that was good.
Good to the last drop.
Yeah. I'm going to have to buy that one again. Can't remember which is it, what it is.
Not Folgers?
No, I got this. The Maxwell House might be.
Okay.
Breakfast blend or something.
Breakfast blend.
It might
okay.
be. But I said, that's good. Didn't mean to slurp, y'all, but you know. I was just saying.
Yeah.
Because I know people are having their coffee right now.
You didn't get it from Starbucks, huh?
No. I got it from Le Cafe WFSK.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, the AKA the Frank Sims green room, okay?
Yeah, it's a nice sign to hang over there.
I won't get one. Yeah, yep. I was surprised there with that. Mm-hmm. Since he is the one who donated the whole check, the paper, everything mm-hmm. in the room.
Yeah.
Former president of his, Frank Sims. I could bake him a cake or whatever, macaroni and cheese.
He'd appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. Lord. Yeah. He was glad to do it, though, because it was needed. But that's the kind of love, you know, we can use in the house. Anyway, coming back with some headlines. Got a lot to cover. Got a lot to cover. And I'm going to get it all in, so help me. And at 8 o'clock, Pastor Ebony S. Small. She is associate pastor of Bethel Gospel Assembly in Harlem. So we'll get the scoop and from her and, you know, hear about her work, transformational mentoring for the now and the next generation. That's at 8 o'clock. Let's take a quick time out, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to What's the 411 with Sharon Kay.
What's the 411 with Sharon Kay is brought to you by Terry W. Jones, independent agent, State Farm Insurance. Life insurance is one of those subjects that makes people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Terry W. Jones focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house, insurance, or life without having to give up college, insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Terry W. Jones in Nashville at 615-256-6066 or online at terrywjones.net and put the life back in life insurance.
WFSK recently turned 47 years old and didn't get a chance to celebrate like we normally do with our annual spring fun drive for Birthday Bucks. Those tax-deductible donations make all the difference in the world for the operation of WFSK 24/7 with the best in smooth and contemporary jazz. Please wish a happy belated birthday to Jazzy 88 WFSK, Nashville's jazz station, by making your donations right now online at WFSKFM.org. That's WFSKFM.org. Or by mail. Checks payable to WFSK, 1000 17th Avenue North, Nashville, 37208. We're Jazzy 88, serving Nashville since 1973. We're Jazzy 88 WFSK. We're Nashville's jazz station.
Put your hands together.
On the next Jazz Night in America, Georgia Ann Muldrow.
33 years old now, about as silly as a 9-year-old, vegan, black power, every hour, and I love jazz, you know.
The singer brings her take on Charles Mingus to the Kennedy Center with an all-star band led by Jason Moran. I'm Christian McBride, and that's on the next Jazz Night in America. Catch Jazz Night in America every Sunday from 2 to 3 p.m. and Wednesdays from 6 to 7 p.m. here at listener-supported Jazzy 88.
Keep up with the guests and topics on What's the 411 with Sharon Kay. Friend us on Facebook and Twitter. Search under Sharon Kay's 411.
It's What's the 411. Here again, Sharon Kay.
All right, T. Nashville. Sharon Kay is in the house. Mighty glad to be on Jazzy 88 WFSK Historic Fisk University. What's the 411 with Sharon Kay is brought to you by Terry W. Jones, independent agent, State Farm Insurance. We thank you so very much for supporting What's the 411. And the protests and rallies are continuing all weekend here in Nashville. The folks, some still, since Friday, have been in Legislative Plaza area, and yesterday's protests, several of them took place in the downtown loop down there. 3 hours after a peaceful march brought thousands of protesters into downtown, the crowd was shrunk in size. People came peacefully and they left and did what they came to do. A smaller group of more than 200 remained on the edges of the Capitol grounds. Local activist Justin Jones, who has kept vigil at the Capitol with a small group since Friday, has led the group in chants. You know, he was just born and raised to do something
yeah,
like that.
That's
you know?
True.
Because he's done it for so long and he's a young cat. Tennessee State Troopers and the National Guard are surrounding the Capitol and set up fences that block access to the grounds. If you drive by there, you'll see that what they've done. And the governor has been quick on saying, nope, no autonomous zone here. Y'all not,
oh, yeah?
This is not Seattle. No, you're not camping and whatever. And state law forbids camping on public property that isn't a designated campground. Governor Bill Lee has said he will not allow protesters to break that law by setting up encampments at the Capitol or Legislative Plaza. So I wonder how they'll be dealing with homeless people that set up those set-up camps. I don't know. As the original group of protesters from the March for Justice continued to disperse, a new group of about 100 wearing Unite Nashville t-shirts arrived. The group representing Bethel World Outreach Church kneeled in silence in silent prayer last night. So the marches, various people coming out, various groups and organizations are continuing to have marches here and across the state and nation, cities of all sizes, shape, sizes, and colors. Authorities in Southern California city of Palmdale are investigating the death of a 29-year-old black man found hanging from a tree, which they originally described as an apparent suicide, prompting outrage in the community. More than 100,000 people signed an online petition demanding a full investigation and community members confronted city officials on Friday. Los Angeles County coroner's officials said a decision on the cause of death is deferred pending an investigation. Mr. Fuller's death has brought to light the death of another black man found hanging from a tree on May 31st in Victorville, a desert city about 45 miles east of Palmdale. As if we do not have enough to worry about, now it's back to the hangings from the trees. Anti-racism protesters are calling attention to the deaths of two more black men. One who was found hanging, as I just mentioned, in the tree in California, and another who was fatally shot by police outside an Atlanta restaurant. The Atlanta police chief resigned hours later, and police announced early Friday that one officer had been fired. Meanwhile, in Europe, far-right activists scuffled with police in London and Paris. The confrontation happened as more Black Lives Matter demonstrations unfolded, nearly 3 weeks after George Floyd, another black man, died after a white Minneapolis police officer pressed a knee to his neck. You know, that man that did that, Chauvin, former police officer, he was the match on the tinderbox. If it had not been him, it might have been somebody else. But the fact is that that did too much for people's brains.
Yeah.
He was the match on the tinderbox. And such a fool. But this is happening and around us, and people are staying vigilant. And because they're tired and literally can't take any more. New Orleans protesters pulled down a bust and threw it in the river. Good night. Protesters in New Orleans tore down a bust of a slave owner who left his wealth to build schools. They then took the remains to the Mississippi River and rolled it into the water. The destruction yesterday is part of a nationwide effort to remove monuments to the Confederacy or with links to slavery. The bust was of John McDonough. Upon his death, McDonough left a large portion of his money to New Orleans and Baltimore for schools, and many schools in New Orleans are named after him. Now, this is the point at which I want to get some information in on how many of these statues and monuments exist. And in case you wonder, because there's going to be a lot of time, a bunch of things are going to get snatched down and put up. Mm-hmm. So what they need to do is just take them all down.
Just take them down.
And put them up somewhere.
Yep.
And have the Confederate monument tribute
build to a museum.
Of traitors. 700 monuments are in the United States. And that is a huge number.
That's a lot.
Okay. That is a huge
That is a lot.
Of
to remind people that they wanted to keep slaves.
And they wanted insurrection in this country.
Yeah. Right here in Tennessee, right?
Yeah.
Right here in Nashville.
There's a bunch here, too.
There's a nice bust to remind folk that, you know what, this
well,
person
it's more
right
than
here,
the bust. I mean, people are focused on that bust.
Yeah.
That's just the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah.
And,
and the governor who says he's a Christian man has no problem with how that is a perception for his state and for anyone else that
comes
in.
Well, and
there.
The irony of it is there is on not on the first floor anywhere. There's nothing to show black people in history.
Yeah.
No, as if no one in Tennessee or no one ever has done anything.
I'm God fearing, but I want y'all to know
now
that this,
you already
this statue
know, before you say something
is
about,
a reminder.
Before you say something about Christians and carrying on like they're supposed to, you already know.
They don't go together? Oil and water?
It was it's a thing in the past.
Gotcha.
It used to be about Jesus and God is love.
Mm-hmm.
No. According to the Southern Poverty Law Center, which maintains a list of the monuments, the memorials are spread over 31 states, plus the District of Columbia, far exceeding the 11 Confederate states that seceded at the outset of the Civil War. Most of these monuments did not go up immediately after the war's end in 1865. During that time, commemorative markers of the Civil War tended to be memorials that mourned soldiers who had died, according to Mark Elliott, a history professor at the University of North Carolina in Greensboro. He says eventually they started to build Confederate monuments, and the vast majority of them were built between the 1890s and the 1950s, which matches up exactly with the era of Jim Crow segregation. Now, let me see. No wonder folks feeling the way they feel about
it.
Okay, because Jim Crow is that sickness.
It's that word that won't go away.
Oh, Lord. According to the Southern Poverty Law Center's research, the biggest spike was between 1900 and the 1920s. And in contrast to the earlier memorials that mourned dead soldiers, these monuments tended to glorify leaders of the Confederacy, like General Robert E. Lee, former president of the Confederacy Jefferson Davis, and General Thomas Stonewall Jackson. The folks are in love with them, and they were on the losing side. And still to this day, love them. Love them, love them. the values these monuments stood for include the glorification of the cause of the Civil War. White women were instrumental in raising funds to build these Confederate monuments. The United Daughters of the Confederacy, founded in the 1890s, was probably the most important and influential group the historian said. In fact, the group was responsible for creating what is basically the Mount Rushmore of the Confederacy, a gigantic stone carving of Davis, Lee, and Jackson in Stone Mountain, Georgia. Its production began in the 1910s and was completed in the 1960s. By then, the construction of new Confederate monuments had begun to taper off, but the backlash to the Civil Rights Movement was spreading Confederate symbols in other ways. In 1956, Georgia redesigned its state flag to include the Confederate battle flag, and in 1962, South Carolina placed the flag atop its Capitol building. In a 2016 report, the Southern Poverty Law Center said that the country's more than 700 monuments were part of roughly 1,500 symbols of the Confederacy in public spaces. 1,500. So the monuments and then the placards and then the other stuff, we have 1,500 of these. And folks wonder why people want them gone.
Yeah.
I mean, 1,500.
So what's the justification for still having that stuff up now that some of it is being it? People who still want to protect it. And like, didn't they just vote last week here in Nashville to keep it up?
Hello. Entitlement.
Ah.
Okay. One word. Protesters and city officials have gradually taken down statues in multiple towns and cities. The SPLC estimates that as of February of last year, at least 138 Confederate symbols have been removed from public spaces since 2015. More statues were targeted following protests over the police killing of George Floyd. Of course, by now, everybody knows he was a black man in Minneapolis. That happened on May 25th, just a few short weeks ago. On June 9th of this year, a week and a half ago, protesters toppled a statue of Confederate President Jefferson Davis in Richmond, Virginia. And Governor Ralph Northam announced earlier that month that he planned to order the Robert E. Lee statue in Richmond, a former capital of the Confederacy, to be removed. And our governor is in love with them. Well, well, I said wishy-washy, and I meant what I said on Wednesday. And it, you know, it's not about anything other than what, you know. So that's a little bit, so you'll know there's plenty of those things out there. Put them away somewhere and seal it up where the public doesn't have to look at it and feel the pressure every single day of our lives when we are in these establishments that our tax dollars help to build. For God's sake, take these things out of people's faces. In our county, as well as the ones in and around the Capitol, there is a Confederate memorial in Centennial Park that was dedicated in 1909. And there's also a Sam Davis memorial at the Capitol, which was dedicated in 1909. So there's others all around us here in across the state and in the Middle Tennessee area. So many counties have these in them that you can't escape them. You cannot escape them. This list is long. It is absolutely long. And they are all over this state. And Rutherford County has the Rutherford County Confederate Memorial Courthouse since 1901. Rutherford County Veterans Memorial at the courthouse, erected in 2011, just a few short years ago. Wow, Rutherford County. Nathan Bedford Forrest Memorial Tablet at the Courthouse Square. These courthouses is really y'all's kingdoms. That was dedicated in 1912. So that's how it's looking in Davidson and Rutherford. I mean, it's more than that, I'm sure. And when I come back from the break, I want to mention a little bit about some of what's been going on in Murfreesboro, the bedroom community to Nashville. This is feels just like Sunday morning. Oh, yes, it does. For me, it does. Let's take a quick time out, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to What's the 411 with Sharon Kay.
What's the 411 with Sharon Kay is brought to you by Terry W. Jones, independent agent, State Farm Insurance. Life insurance is one of those subjects that makes people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Terry W. Jones focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house, insurance, or life without having to give up college, insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Terry W. Jones in Nashville at 615-256-6066 or online at terrywjones.net and put the life back in life insurance.
Tune in on Thursdays to hear WFSK's Artist of the Week. You can win some brand new music and stay up on the latest smooth and contemporary jazz releases. This week's WFSK Artist of the Week is saxophonist, composer, and producer Kim Waters. His latest release is entitled Shakedown. Don't miss the WFSK Feature Artist of the Week during the noon hour on Thursdays right here on Jazzy 88, Nashville's Jazz Station.
Donors choose. Support a classroom.
Build a future.
Did you know that every year, public school teachers spend nearly $500 of their own money for student supplies? Let's do the math. That comes out to over $1.2 billion a year. And that's just not right. At Donors Choose, we want students and teachers to have the tools they need for a great education. And now, more than ever, they need your help. Here's what you can do. Go to DonorsChoose.org and choose from teachers' requests that support reading, math, science, history, and more. Once a request is funded, we'll take care of shipping everything directly to the teacher. It's that easy. You'll receive thank you letters and photos from students and teachers and a report of how every dollar was spent. Teachers' needs have never been greater. Learn more at DonorsChoose.org.
Donors Choose. Support a classroom.
Build a future.
This has been a reminder from community-minded Jazzy 88 WFSK.
Keep up with the guests and topics on What's the 411 with Sharon Kay. Friend us on Facebook and Twitter. Search under Sharon Kay's 411.
It's What's the 411. Here again, Sharon Kay.
All right, to Nashville. Sharon Kay is in the house. Mighty glad to be on Jazzy 88 WFSK, Historic Fisk University. And the list I was going over, and it's in today's Tennessean, of the Confederate statues around the state of Tennessee. There's a ton of them, a ton. But I was hitting a couple of spots nearby, and I just see a striking courthouse resemblance on all these courthouses. So every time we want to go to the courthouse, then we have to be subjected to hate and racism. It's crazy. It's nuts. It's too much. Anyway, having said that, of course, they dot the landscape all over the region, but down in Dickson County, at the courthouse, that one was dedicated in 2001, a Confederate Veterans Memorial for the Dickson County who served in the Confederacy. And down in, if you go to Chattanooga, at the courthouse. Can't even enjoy yourself out nowhere. I mean, every courthouse, you know, stay out of there. There's a Confederate memorial to General Stuart there. And if you go to, let me just pick a county like Knox, where University of Tennessee is, big old school. They have the Knoxville National Cemetery, a Civil War memorial there since 1901. And they also have a monument to the Confederate dead east of downtown Knoxville. That's been there since 1892. So anywhere you go in this state, down in Maury County, home of Spring Hill, isn't that where they make the cars at?
Yep, Saturn.
Okay. If you go down there, Columbia, the Rose Hill Cemetery, that was dedicated in 1882, the Confederate Funeral Rest Memorial. They get to rest and we don't. I mean, what? The Confederate Memorial is also there in the Mount Pleasant Public Square. And then they have, in Maury County, a memorial plaque to Maury Light Artillery, Confederate Artillery Group, in the Santa Fe Public Square. So, as you can see, everywhere you go, every county, I didn't do them all, but I just got a couple of counties. You know, let's see, Cookeville, Putnam. What Putnam got? Eternal Flame honors the Putnam County Warriors. That's at the courthouse. There goes another courthouse. And the Confederate Memorial, honoring the soldiers, is at the Cookeville Cemetery from 2004. These are not in the 1800s. And Robertson County nearby, not just touching Davison. Robertson County has Confederate Memorialist Infantry and Cavalry units from Robertson County. And it's at the courthouse on the lawn in Springfield. And that's been there since 2012. So, I mean, I'm saying 2000 and something on a lot of these. Yeah. Okay. Now, let me see. Are we through Jim Crow yet? Are we still in it? I mean, you know, I'm just asking you. I'm just asking
this. So the lawmakers who want to keep this stuff there, they don't know the history? They don't understand how it makes people feel?
They know it. They're proud of it.
Oh, they do. Okay.
Of course they know.
But they say it's part of the, they say it's heritage.
Yeah, of course. You know, that's woven into the DNA. You know, that's hogwash, but that's woven in.
So when they say it's heritage, then what they're actually saying is that's what they believed in.
Well.
And that's what they still believe in.
Yeah.
But yet they're here to serve all the people.
Well. Now we know that story in short.
Gotcha.
It's a one sentence.
So they support slavery and Jim Crow and part of, and they're proud of that heritage. That's basically what they're saying.
Yes.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Remember the word I used?
And these are legislators, people who are responsible for running the government and making sure that people, that constituents are heard.
Small towns,
and they're
small
towns, big cities, all that. From the governor's office on down, when they don't take a stand.
Yeah.
Okay. Just make sure I didn't miss anything.
No, you didn't miss it.
All right.
I said entitlement.
Gotcha.
Okay. That covers a lot.
They're proud of that, huh?
Yes.
They're proud of that.
Yeah.
We want to remind you all that part of our history is, and then, you know, I guess they say that it's educational. That's, I heard somebody say that we can learn. That's why you don't want to take them down.
Well,
God
forbid we'd have a museum, right?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's what you learn.
They don't want to put it in a museum so people can actually go by and
read all
of the history.
Well, I think we need some famous activists and people in history in this country are black. Put them up there too.
I was wondering about that. No Native Americans and no Black Americans and
well,
anybody
there's
else.
There's one Native American statue in the, on First Avenue downtown, pointing. Oh. I guess he was the original person that was. He was the tribe was in this county before it became.
Okay.
So he's there for that reason, but. That's it.
Okay.
And, you know, you will notice, as I ask Senator Gilmore, mm-hmm. Senator Lady Gilmore, Wednesday, about what else is in the Capitol. Is mm-hmm. there something to counter this? And she said there's one portrait up on the second floor in the back of a black legislator that was elected after Reconstruction.
Wow.
But you got to go back
way
and
make
find
sure he was
it.
Hidden somewhere.
Of course.
Gotcha. But nobody can really
yes.
see it. Okay.
This, you know, the speed bump. Yeah. So I'm just, you know, I'm certain that a lot of the
That's
historians
incredible.
in this region could come up with a couple of long lists of who would be good to, you know, put in so we could see something else. Now, down in Memphis, Shelby, Confederate Memorial, Elmwood Cemetery, that was dedicated in 1878. The Nathan Bedford Forrest Memorial, dedicated in 1905, that's been removed. That's the one that they just took down, I think, just recently.
Gotcha.
And the Jefferson Davis Memorial is at the Confederate Park, and that's been removed. So, that's Shelby. And there's probably a lot more than that there in that particular region. And I'm going to tell you, it looks like everywhere, all over the state, all over, down in Madison County, down there in Jackson, erected and dedicated in 1888, Confederate monument honoring the Confederate dead at the courthouse in Jackson. People down in Jackson, they know it. They see it all the time every time they go in for something. And down in Lincoln County, or up in Lincoln County, there was a Civil War memorial in memory of 3,000 Confederate soldiers of Lincoln County. Courthouse, Fayetteville, dedicated in 1906. A women's memorial to those who kept up the responsibilities of farms and businesses during the Civil War. Fayetteville Courthouse, erected in 1904. So no matter what corner of the state you go in.
It is a reminder.
Which one ever, it doesn't matter. Brownsville, West, Haywood, Courthouse, Memorial, Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, this list is Grundy, Memorial, Veterans Park, depicting the flags of the Confederacy. 1896, Giles County, Sam Davis Monument, Courthouse, Pulaski. That's to be expected, Pulaski. I mean, it's just, it's a signature.
It is.
It's absolutely
And what's more incredible is for people who continuously decide that that's...
It's okay.
It's okay. Just leave that stuff up.
Yeah, leave it. We feel
in
good about it.
In places of justice.
It makes them feel good.
Of all, yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Okay, Coffee.
Yeah.
Coffee County.
Oh, gosh.
You know, you got to go through there to get to Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Confederate Memorial by the Captain Calvin Brewer Chapter, 2505 of the UDC. Courthouse, Manchester. Since 1991.
You know,
wait a minute, let me go down this list. Okay. Hold on. 91 now, see. That's what I said. I didn't say 1801. A memorial to the 20th Tennessee Volunteer Infantry, Beech Grove Confederate Cemetery. 2008. Nathan Bedford Forrest Memorial. Beech Grove Confederate Cemetery. No date on that one. But, I mean, almost every single county, that is in the state has these things.
Wow.
So if you wonder why folks are ready for them to go.
While they're being beheaded and
you would absolutely have to be
being dragged off
completely blind and deaf
by protesters.
Understand. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now let me go back to Atlanta for a little while. You know, last week's guest, he was from Atlanta.
Yeah.
Justin, I can't think of his last name. Gibbonack. Very good guest, and we'll be getting him back again, working grassroots, community level. With folks in the community, and get his take on a few things. I'll be chatting with him soon. But anyway, Atlanta's Wendy's, and Atlanta Wendy's, where Rashard, 27-year-old Rashard Brooks, was fatally shot by police Friday night, was set on fire. The restaurant caught on fire yesterday after protesters broke windows at the restaurant and threw fireworks inside. Cortez Stafford, a spokesperson for the Atlanta fire, said the blaze grew because it wasn't safe to get to the area near the restaurant when the fire began. He estimated there were 1,000 protesters near the Wendy's, so they couldn't get their fire trucks in. Mm. And they didn't actually get in there to spray anything until about 11 o'clock. So by that time, it was practically burned down to the ground. Brooks had allegedly fallen asleep in his car and blocked the restaurant's drive-through. When Atlanta police were called, Brooks' shooting led to the resignation earlier yesterday, of Atlanta Police Chief Erica Shields. Police responded to the Wendy's about 10:30 p.m. Friday, and officers confronted Brooks, who authorities said failed a field sobriety test. A struggle broke out as police officers attempted to arrest him. Video posts on social media show Brooks on the ground wrestling with two white Atlanta police officers in the parking lot. Officers attempted to use a taser on Brooks, who was able to wrestle the stun gun away and flee as officers gave chase. Shots are heard but not seen in the video. The restaurant surveillance video was released late yesterday by the Georgia Bureau of Investigation, and it shows Brooks running away. He then turns and appears to fire the taser at the pursuing officers before shots are heard. Now, people in this area have fallen asleep in cars and been high on drugs in cars and been shooting up opioids and heroin in cars and been sitting there in the middle of nothing. And I don't remember hearing about any of them getting shot. I'm just, you know, I just think that this is another case of, here we go.
That one really...
And he was saying,
me.
Sir.
Yeah.
You know,
that one really shook me.
It wasn't like he wasn't saying, sir.
A lot worse than the other one.
And we've been told in trainings and all kinds of stuff about saying, sir, and all that. Well, that didn't help. Saying, sir, does not help. And I don't know. I, honest to God, just do not know. And Lord knows prayers of hundreds and hundreds of years of prayers and millions of prayers have gone up. So, Lord, if you could just give us a breakthrough, please. The Georgia Republican Party's leadership reprimanded a state GOP official who said that demonstrators kneeling to protest racial injustice are turning the U.S. into the land of the weak and the home of the slave. Okay, now... Did I say entitlement X? I mean, did I mention that? Okay. When you are a GOP official and you make a statement like that with all this stuff going on, I mean, you are totally, totally, totally lost and must be from way out in the stratosphere. The Georgia GOP State Executive Committee voted yesterday to formally disagree with Brant Frost V, the party's second vice chair, for his poorly worded and inflammatory Facebook post. You think? It's not clear if Frost a Coweta County conservative activist who has a history of controversial remarks, will face further disciplinary action. Bye. He didn't respond to requests seeking comment. Frost Post, which has since been deleted, praised an epic monologue by Fox News personality Tucker Carlson, disparaging the anti-racist protest against police brutality. He wrote, Tucker wrote, oh Lord, he didn't write, oh Lord, I just said
that's
it.
The same Tucker we, who's using the sponsors, by the way.
Oh yeah, got plenty of them. We all know why this is happening, Tucker wrote, but dare not speak the truth, America. The land of the free, the home of the brave, is becoming the land of the weak and the home of the slave, Tucker wrote. Americans used to believe it was better to die on your feet than live on your knees. It's time to stand up again. Every knee should bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. So we're not supposed to even do that because we'll be the land of the weak and the home of the slave. Man, please. God, you have got to, oh, Father, in your name, you've got to hear the prayers. Lord, have mercy. We're going to take a time out, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to What's the 411 with Sharon Kay.